Agenda item number 9, Mr. and Mrs. Richard F. Williams, another oyster planting ground application on the Eastern Shore.
They are requesting the lease of 1.51 acres of oyster planting ground in Craddock Creek. This is in Accomack County, and the project is protested by a nearby property owner.
Can you please speak up a little bit, sir?
I'm a low talker. I can't do much. For some reason. Sorry, guys.
We're used to being shouted out. Feel free.
All right. This is the location of the project on Craddock Creek. It's approximately 1.47 miles northwest of Exmoor, and the county line is in the creek below in Ocahonic. And it's in a small cove on the south side of the creek. Green is the location of the applicant. Of the application. This was for 8 acres originally, and yellow is the existing leases themselves. Water depths in the proposed lease vary from approximately mean low water near the shoreline to -1.5 feet at mean low water in the center of the cove. The bottom is mostly a sand mix near the shore and mud offshore. The cove has no leases and only has 4 highland property owners. Mr. and Mrs. Williams own a 54-acre highland parcel adjacent to their oyster ground application, which is in this little peninsula here. They originally indicated that they would use the ground for traditional shelling of the bottom and plant spat-on shell or seed oysters. In recent conversations with Mr. Williams, he's indicated the possibility of cages. They have no oyster ground at this time, no oyster ground leases. As you can see, it's a small, very small creek, very shallow. We did receive the Williams' oyster ground application for approximately 8 acres back in May of 2015. The application included most of the small cove and would adjoin the existing lease to the north from here all the way down through here. There is a condemned area that starts here and goes up the creek, which was not part of the application. In response to our public interest review, we received 2 protests from adjacent property owners, Mr. and Mrs. Stevens and Mr. and Mrs. Hayward. Since then, as of yesterday, I did receive an email from Mr. and Mrs. Hayward withdrawing their protest. And their reason was is they don't believe the Williams are going to do much with this ground. They feel like it's more of a protection than it is for actual use. So they didn't feel like it was any need to protest it. Their concerns include the possible adverse impacts to navigation, water access to their property, recreational property values, and view shed. The main concerns appears to be associated with the possibility of cages and could impede water access to their riparian properties. That's Mr. Stevens. Based on their concerns, the applicant reduced their request area in front of their property. However, since the applicant's property is on a small peninsula, the western portion of the application is within 15 feet of the Hayward's low water mark, right here. And this is our survey of 1.51 acres that we did. We did talk to the Williamses, and they were not willing to back off any more than what they'd already backed off. So we brought this to you as a 1.51 acre survey. Okay. It's unclear how the Williamses plan to use their proposed oyster ground lease, traditional shelling of the bottom or cages. However, under Regulation 20-335-30, does authorize certain shellfish aquaculture structures on leased ground, which would include nets and cages, provided the structures do not exceed 12 inches above the substrate. Also, under the same regulation, the Commission can direct removal of the structure that causes more than a minimum amount of adverse impacts to navigation. As surveyed, however, the proposed 1.51 acre lease could impact navigation access in and around the area where Mrs. Hayward suggests she may put a private pier. She has discussed with me about possible putting a small private pier in this area here. And given this information, we're proposing to move the proposed lease line between corners 4 and 5. That would have been 4, and that would be 5. East, 25 feet. This would give the Haywoods room for a private pier without impacting the Williams' proposed lease. Just trying to take care of a problem before it exists. Therefore, after evaluating, after considering all the facts, factors in Regulation 20-335-30 and concerns raised by the protestants, staff recommends approval of Mr. and Mrs. Williams' application as modified for 1.41 acres. I know that the, I believe the Stevens are here in opposition. I do not know if the Williamses are here. I do not see them.
Okay. Are there questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Patrick. Mr. Williams, present. Is the applicant present? I'm sorry. Nope, the applicant's not present. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify in favor of this application? Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify in opposition to this application? Please come forward. Let me swear you in. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
Yes, sir.
You must be Mr. Stevens.
I'm John Stevens. I'm here with my wife, Christine Stevens, but in order to save time,
welcome.
I'm going to speak for both of us.
Okay.
And figure out how to make this go away. I brought a couple pictures.
The top from the top, maybe?
No,
that would be mine.
Oh.
Sure. Hey, Jamie. Do you know where...
Thank you. I brought a couple pictures just because I'm a picture guy. And I know this started out as a larger lease, but as you can see here, we live in a house right here, which is before the Chesapeake Bay Act. Literally, when we look out all our windows, we see, right now we see water. Sometimes we see mud. It's a very, very shallow creek. And one of my issues with this process is nowhere can I find soundings for that creek. I've talked to the staff. They don't have a chart that shows soundings. When we replaced a pier here, around 2005, 2006, I had some hip waders on, and I walked all the way across this creek. It took a long time because I about lost my boots every time I took a step. The bottom here is very, what shall I say, sandy. And you'll sink in a foot and a half, which to me, when we supported the Chesapeake Bay Foundation and got a floating cage and have been raising oysters, that was the only way to do it. If you throw it on the bottom, they're not going to have any oxygen and they're not going to live. And I don't think you can do that anywhere in this creek from what I can see. We've lived here for 19 years. So that necessitates cages. And since there's no soundings, there's a lot of areas. It didn't show up as much, and I have another picture here, but this spit here comes out into the deepest part of the creek. You can see how silted over this creek is, and really, to come in at lunar low tides, there's not much water here at all. But we do have people come in. Friends, we have kayaks. We have friends that have power boats that come in there, and people are in there all the time. And my concern is, any cages in there, you're not going to be able to get around the creek anywhere, and we're not going to be able to get back there to our pier back here. Get to the next picture. And you see all the silt here, and this is a 2006 picture. It's gotten worse since then, but my brother was out flying around and took these pictures in 2006. This is a shot from my pier looking out at where it's marked, and sort of zoom in. I can do it on my phone. next picture, you'll see how sort of low it is here. And if you look at the next picture, gee, this is this is sort of zoomed in. This is the eastern side of that area that's been marked out. And you see this is about an hour to an hour and a half after low tide. And you can literally walk out here. So if this is permitted, there's sort of no doubt in my mind there's going to be cages put there. And if I'd seen a plan, I might not have the issue, but you might be. It's changed. At first, oh, I'm just going to see the bottom. Well, I know that wasn't going to work. And now, apparently, in the last day or two, on what was said, he's now going to maybe use cages. So our biggest issue is being able to get to our view. Being able to use this cove the way it was designed. We also have a concern about, and you probably have copies of our letter that we sent in on it, that, you know, look out our window and look for cages. Every time there's, you know, low tide, probably a good portion of the day, and a subsequent decrease in property value. But the big issue is it's a very shallow cove. It's not the creek. And if you fill up the cove with cages, it's not like they're out in the creek somewhere. You're looking at them every day.
Are there questions from the commission? Mr. Tanker.
So let me... Your access in and out would, is what you're saying would be impeded if, in fact, there were cages
yes.
here.
Yes, it would be, because we would have to come. This is, I mean, you see there's no water right there. This is about an hour and a half after low tide, and you maybe have a foot of water in here until you get into here. When you come through, you're going to have to come through here, and the deepest part is here, and then you come around. It's not, you know, when I walked across, barely, it was difficult doing it, but we put our pier where it was because the water didn't get any deeper. I mean, it was all the way across. It got about low tide. It was a foot and a half, maybe 2 feet on a good day. And if you put a cage, you're down to a foot. You're not going to be able to get a motorboat in there, and you're going to have a hard time with kayaks.
Other questions from the commission? Thank you, sir. Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to testify in opposition to this project? This lease application? Anybody have anything else to add for the commission's edification about this project as proposed? Do you have more to add?
I would say one thing.
Well, please come on back up here, because everything's under being tape recorded here for posting on our website. We are a transparent organization.
There, you know, there was some. If there was a plan that had been proposed, and on some of the other ones, like the playground in the water, you know, where it actually showed the depths and was staffed out to the track where you could make a very informed decision, I might not have the same issue that I have. But based on our experience in the creek over the last 19 years, it's not deep enough.
Okay, gotcha. Anybody else? And the public wish to testify on this matter. Seeing none, the public hearing is closed and matters before the commission for discussion and action. And Mr. Badger?
It looks like when I was looking at this last drawing that Mr. Stevens had, it showed that and it showed that, but I didn't see that stake, which would have been farther offshore. That's just for informational purposes.
Okay. Oh, matters before the commission. What's the will of the commission?
Questions?
Mr. Neal?
So the Haywoods withdrew their protest?
They did, that's correct.
Okay, and the Williams, they would have the ability to apply for a riparian lease?
They could have. This is Accomack County, so they would get a half an acre in front of their property.
And that would just kind of fly through without any.
That's correct.
Correct.
It would have been somewhere half the way across the creek, which is probably less than 210. So they'd end up with less than a half acre if possible, just because of the configuration of the shoreline.
Mr. Tanker.
Do you concur with Mr. Stevens' assessment of of his ability to navigate this creek being impeded if, in fact, cages were placed on the 1.51 acres?
It's no question that it's a very narrow, flat creek.
Yeah.
Not much water in it.
Cove, essentially.
It is. I've seen a lot of these.
Right.
I'm really not sure what the Williams' plan is. My thinking is they bought this property, and someone told them, well, you better get the oyster grant before somebody else does. That's my personal opinion. They're not here to dispute it. So.
Mr. France.
Yeah, but if cages are placed here and they become an impediment to navigation, then we can have them removed.
Yes, we can bring it back if the students decided that it was a problem for them. They brought to our attention. We would bring it back in front of y'all, and y'all could remove the cages in an area to give them access.
There's a question about that. Does it really have to come before us? I mean, isn't that something the staff can determine?
I think it says commission, not commissioner. If it was commissioner, Mr. Bull could give us permission, or has given us permission as chief engineers to address that issue.
I delegate authority.
But if it is impeding navigation, does it have to come before the full commission again? I didn't think so.
No. That can be worked out at a staff level.
I'm fine with that, too.
Okay.
You want to give us as much authority as possibly can?
Well, I'd like people to be able to get to their peers without having to wait to the next meeting or
right.
two.
In most cases, we can work these things out. It happens.
And
Ms. Eppert.
Similar to what we discussed with Mr. Bunce before he left, could there be more direct line of communication between the Williams and the Stevens to talk about specific plans? And I know here in the application you mentioned spat on shell and traditional shelling and cages. It seems like there's a lot of miscommunication potentially that might alarm the neighbors that could be resolved with direct communication.
It probably could be. He's also talked about doing floats. Mr. Williams is all over the place at this point trying to determine what he really wants to do. Floats is another issue altogether. It'd be a JPA.
Is there enough water there to even have a float? Didn't think so. Anyhow, Mr. Zedron.
The Haywoods, where they have access. Do they have a pier up there or something?
No, not at the moment. Mm-hmm. There's no pier here. They were talking about putting something down in this area here, a small pier. It's more protected. But if you can see, there's a huge sandbar off here. So access here is no better than down here, and it's more protected.
But if we approve this lease, we basically are going to cut the Stevens off to any kind of access, right?
Well, they could build their pier if they put it down here. That's why I asked.
I'm talking about Stevens.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If we approve that lease, we would basically just draw a line and cut them off.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they have access across the lease, just like anybody else would.
But if they put cages, they're not going to go across.
Yeah, they put cages there, and that's the big problem with all these applications and why so many are in front of you. It's not because of the shelling in the bottom. It's because of cages, and people are scared.
So, Mr. Badger, let me ask a question here. If this lease is denied, they would have the right to apply and obtain a riparian lease here.
That's correct.
For how much footage, how much acreage? It's a quarter acre, isn't it?
It's a half acre.
Half acre.
But in this case,
thank you.
Depending on, yeah, I think they could get a half. They would just have to turn it around the corner. Yes.
How many cages can you get on a half acre?
I will go to Ms. Luss on that. Ms. Luss.
You can get. You can get a few cages on a half acre.
Oh, you can get 100.
Yeah, I mean, a relatively reasonable, depending on what your goal is.
And with a riparian lease, it is to propagate oysters, whether it's in cages or whether or not it's spat on shell or traditional shelling in the water bottom here. I'm throwing that even if this application is denied here, the Williams do have options on raising oysters with a riparian lease.
They would have to apply.
Correct.
And that would be it.
Throwing that out as an option.
And that is a fairly speedy process?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can nudge Mr. Stagg a bit.
Well, it takes precedence over the other lease applications.
Yeah,
it would. They would be in line. There's nothing else there. I will say, as far as getting it surveyed, Mr. Rogers is retiring in the end of January. Kind of fill the position, it's down the road.
Mr. Neal?
I guess I have a philosophical thing, and I'm outside, you know, this has nothing to do with dentistry. It has to do with oyster agriculture. We are supposed to lease this bottom for the propagation of shellfish. And I don't know that that's what this lease is about. And it seems like we're leasing it for a protection area or for something that maybe I might want to do something. I'm just not seeing this being leased for the propagation of shellfish. This is not a shellfish grower. I'd be more comfortable if they were trying to do this through our riparian lease, which we know they do that for protection, even though they're still supposed to be for propagation of shellfish. I guess it's a real application because they filed it and you got it, but it just doesn't seem to me to be what I would consider a real shellfish application, lease.
If the Williamses were heard, they may dispute me. That's just my personal opinion.
I guess I have a problem leasing something just to keep watermen from getting a lease.
I have a problem with that as well. Mr. Batcher, let me ask. Were you contacted by the Williamses about their presence at this meeting today?
They were notified.
They were notified? Did they call you? Did they email you? They just didn't show.
And I did not call them. I didn't call anyone else.
Right. Oh, we're fair to everybody. We treat everybody the same. All right. It does say something to me that they're not here. It would be helpful if they were here. I don't know if it's fair to assess their seriousness about using this water bottom for propagating oysters if they're not here. Mr. Zedra.
I echo that. You know, what we're trying to do around here is compromise or get the best result and that type of thing. And it's important enough for the Stevens to come here and you know, get their take on it. And I'm sure Mr. Williams knows there's issues here because there's a protest. And you would expect him to be here to say, well, what do you think about this? Is it true? Can you help me here? What are you doing about, you know, doing about the oyster plant and stuff like that? And so by being absent and not having any communication or even an email, why I can't be here, I think says something. And I'm going to vote against this application.
Mrs. Lutton.
I would echo the sentiments of that side of the room here. I am less concerned about the navigational issues because I understand that the commission does have the authority to remove obstacles to navigation. But I do have a real problem with taking up oyster ground that could be productive to someone who's going to use it just to keep others off of it. And so I tend to agree that perhaps that's what's going on here.
I think we have a sentiment by the commission here. We just need a motion.
I move we deny the application.
Second.
It's a motion by Mr. Zedron to deny the application. And it's a second by Mr. Miner here, properly made. Any discussion? Call a question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. The project is denied unanimously.